Well, good afternoon, PBC family. Hope all is well. Today, our weekly devotional is titled, Our Heavenly Citizenship. So as we are going into Independence Day weekend, and while that is a good thing, I want to also remind us of the citizenship we have in heaven. So the Christian life has been depicted as a pilgrimage. The Bible calls believers as sojourners, as exiles in this world, and we're passing through. In fact, Augustine described the Christian as a pilgrim in this world on their way to their everlasting home. And so while we are pilgrims, while we are here in this world, we are intermingling also with unbelievers. We share many earthly things in common. And it's through our pilgrimage, the Bible tells us, that we're to be lights in a dark world. Now, once we are in Christ, we are now considered citizens of heaven. While we are citizens of heaven, we still are citizens in this world. So when we come to faith in Christ, Christ preached, as we've been seeing in Mark, he preached the kingdom of God. In order to be part or citizens of the kingdom of God, you have to have faith in Christ. You have to repent and believe in the gospel. Colossians 1:13 says, He has delivered us from the domain of darkness, or we could say kingdom of darkness, and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son. So we are now part of the kingdom of Christ, now that we have faith in Him. So as Christians, we are citizens of heaven. We are part of the kingdom of God, yet we are living in the here and now as citizens of this world. We are citizens of this world, yet also citizens of heaven. We are experiencing the already not yet. We don't fully realize the citizenship that we have of heaven, but it's secure. It's done because Christ has earned that right for us. And we are who are united to Him by faith. So, as redeemed children of God, now our primary citizenship is not of America, but of heaven. While we are citizens here in America, we are to see ourselves as pilgrims passing through. We are exiles, but as exiles and pilgrims, we're ultimately looking toward our heavenly home. And on our way to, on that pilgrimage, we are seeking to be lights in a dark world. 1 Peter 2:11 says it this way, Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. So we're sojourners, we're exiles, but we're to also maintain our witness to a watching world, a dark world, for the sake of Christ. Philippians 3 says it this way, But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So because of the cross, we have a guaranteed citizenship that doesn't expire. It's eternal. It's an eternal citizenship. So as Christians, we have a dual citizenship. And the temptation is to get so caught up in our earthly home, our earthly citizenship. We can try to do a perfect earthly utopia. We can fight with all our might as if this world is all we have. But as Christians, we ought to not lose sight of our primary citizenship, which is in heaven. There is a sense we should not feel at home here. There is a sense we should feel as exiles. The Bible actually says that Satan is the god of this world. You know, just turn on the TV. It doesn't take much to really realize that. How much sin has plagued this world. We live in a world of sin. And for us who are citizens of heaven, this should cause us to have a sense of this, we're not at home here. We should long to be in a state without sin. We should long to be in the presence of our Savior, in the presence of the righteous one, Jesus Christ. So our heavenly citizenship is our primary citizenship. And you should long, as citizens of heaven, for something greater as we live here and now on this earth. because we are part of something greater. You know, you consider Hebrews 11, the hall of faith. All these are examples that the preacher of the Hebrews wants us to follow. These are men of faith, and they're recognized as men of genuine faith. But all of them didn't merely look to, you know, make this world their ultimate home. They weren't looking for a land like Abraham, that ultimately just a land. He looked to a heavenly one. And in Hebrews 13, it says, all these died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak through us make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of a homeland which they had gone out, they would have an opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. And that's the example for us, the people, the hall of faith that we're to emulate. People who are convinced of their citizenship is in heaven are the kind of people who can acknowledge, along with these people, the models for faith here, that they are strangers and exiles in this world, and they're looking for something greater, a better country, a heavenly one. 2 Corinthians 5, it says, for we know that if the tent is our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, that is eternal in the heavens. And for this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling. So as believers in Christ, we long for a heavenly dwelling. We long for a time where there's no more sin. Because we're in Christ, we are citizens of heaven. And we're citizens of heaven now. You know, we call this the already not yet. You know, it's complete, it's finished, yet we don't fully realize that yet. We don't fully experience it yet. But when Christ comes again, he will bring a new heavens and a new earth, and there we will rule with him for all eternity. So we need to live in the here and now, in light of our heavenly home, in light of our eternal citizenship, in light of the heavenly kingdom. God has given a taste of that here on earth now in the church. Ephesians 2:19 says, so then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. What unites us is our citizenship that is in heaven, because we're united by the blood of Christ. You know, one of my favorite U.S. senators, said this. Ben Sasse, he's a senator in Nebraska, he said this, both church and state are God's wonderful gifts, and they are spheres in which Christians can faithfully labor to the glory of God and for the good of our neighbors. But we dare not identify the two, limiting the church to natural tools or suggesting that political activity can produce genuine righteousness. For we are dual citizens, and will remain so until Jesus comes to put an end to our pilgrimage and to identify all our loves as one. So we are citizens. We are dual citizens. But our heavenly citizenship ought to get the priority. But like I said, while we are citizens of heaven, we are pilgrims passing through here. And the Bible calls us to be lights to this dark world while we are here. We are to live in a way that shows we love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loves our neighbor. We are to proclaim the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who are perishing, and hope that their citizenship can be exchanged for an eternal one. In fact, John 17, Jesus says this, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of this world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. So our pilgrimage then involves going into the world and impacting the world in a way that makes it, that gives Christ all the glory. But we're to do so in a way that doesn't show that this is our eternal, that doesn't show this is our all we have. It shows we're to do so in a way that shows we're looking for a heavenly, a greater land, a greater kingdom, a heavenly one, and we're citizens of that. So our understanding of this dual citizenship should transform everything we do in life. It should cause us to function in a way that shows we're looking for something greater. It should cause us to function in a way that shows this world is not all we have. This then should motivate us to be like the people in the Hall of Faith. This is what motivates the missionaries to go out and live in third world countries for the sake of Christ, because this world is not all that they have. They're striving and looking and on their way to a heavenly citizenship. John Piper said this, what we are calling is not to transform America into our image, but a transfer of citizenship to an eternal one. And so as we look now, as we are blessed to live in the most prosperous nation in the world, as we this weekend are celebrating our nation's independence, while we're very blessed to live in America, may we be reminded of this truth, that we are citizens of a far greater land, a land that is far greater, that this is not our home. Life is but a vapor, and we will soon be with Christ in our eternal home. So while you're living in the here and now, are you living in a way that reflects you are citizens of heaven? Is it evident to others? Or are you living in a way that shows you're too attached to this world? Are you living in a way that shows this is all you really have? What is that communicating to others? Never feel more attached to this world, this state, this nation, than you do to your heavenly citizenship. Then, as fellow citizens of heaven, you should long to be with the people of Christ, because that's a taste of the kingdom of God that we will one day be a part of, the heavenly citizenship. So under our Christian citizenship of heaven, we know that our Heavenly Father is sovereign and in control of all things. While we see that we are still citizens here in America, we can be thankful, we can cherish, we can strive even all the more for the better of our earthly homeland while we're here, but never let it trump the heavenly citizenship you have. We are passing through. We are sojourners, and we can be lights in this dark world, but we're ultimately looking for a better land. We're ultimately looking for a better country because we have a heavenly citizenship that awaits. And so we can conclude, but our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And even so we say, come quickly, Lord Jesus. So that is our devotional for today. I hope it is helpful as we go into this Independence Day weekend, and I hope it is always on our mind that we are citizens of heaven, and this world is not our ultimate home. But while we're here, we're to be as lights in the world.